Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former Washington State All-American Ryan Leaf. Ryan, what's happening?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for I guess it's the afternoon here.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And you're on a Pac-12 clock still?
Yeah, I'm on my West Coast time still right now, so it feels like it's about 10:30 for me.
All right, before we bounce around and talk about all things sports and football, the Pac-12, we talked to you a little bit earlier before the show about UCLA. You're not expecting much there, but a lot of buzz about Utah this year and a lot of buzz about Washington. Is that appropriate buzz right
now? Yeah, it is. I mean, they're the two teams to beat right now. It's Utah in the South, and until Oregon can overcome and win the North, it's Washington. And I wouldn't rule out Washington State. They've played for the Pac-12 North title for the last 3 years in that Apple Cup in that final game of the year. They just haven't been able to figure out how to beat the Huskies, and that's been very bothersome for me for a while now.
Right.
But I expect them to be a very competitive conference. I don't know if there's a team capable of crashing the college football playoff party, because you have to pretty much be undefeated or have one loss, and the conference is just so darn competitive that they're going to beat each other up week in, week out.
And you're also doing TV games for ESPN, right?
Yeah, just recently was hired by ESPN. Just, you know, a ton of gratitude around that.
Right.
What an wonderful opportunity to kind of get outside my comfort zone a little bit, outside the Pac-12 conference. My first game's going to be in the SEC with Tennessee and Georgia State. And then from there, we'll see where we go. I'm predominantly on ESPNU and ESPN2 networks calling football games. Really excited about that, because I'll get to call a game a week this year and really be
nice.
Be a part of the college football landscape.
Okay, so what brings you to the area? Tell all the listeners kind of what you're doing this week.
Well, I was here. I flew in yesterday, and Coach Mike Loxley at the University of Maryland asked me to come speak to his ball club last night. Coach Loxley and I met each other at Alabama 2 years ago when Coach Saban had brought me in to speak to the team, and Coach Saban was actually the first coach to do that. And when the best of the best does things, everybody else kind of follows suit. And
right.
And sure enough, I take a week every August, and I go speak to five or six programs. So I'm on my campus tour right now. I was at Toledo Monday night, Maryland yesterday. I'll fly to Texas A&M tonight, speak to them tomorrow, and then off to Clemson on Friday, and then on my way back, I'll make some stops along the way heading west.
Now, what is the message that you're delivering when you go talk to these programs?
Well, it's pretty much my story and just the highs and lows of being a collegiate athlete and some of the mistakes I made, but some of the things I did right to get myself to the NFL. Because I'm sitting, those kids I'm talking to are sitting in the same seats I was in 21 years ago, and had every opportunity in front of me, and didn't succeed at the highest level. But not succeeding at the highest level isn't the end of the world either. Most of them won't play professional football.
Right.
And they have to understand what that transition looks like and what their identity looks like. And I was just so lost in it. It burnt me to the ground, even sent me to prison, and I had to deal with all those things to come back. And now that I am, it's about giving back. It really is. I don't think I think I took from this community when I talk about college football and football in general for so long. And I think it was about time that I started giving back. And these coaches, you know, give me a platform to talk to them. And I really feel like I can make a difference, and I want to. It's important that these young men see this as an opportunity to have a better life and not be necessarily all about football.
How receptive are the kids to you, Ryan? You said 21 years since you played collegiately. A lot of these dudes weren't even born yet when you last played college football, but how in tune are they with your story?
Well, it's how I present it. It's emotional. It's in their face. And I give each and every one of them my cell phone number, because a year and a half ago, our quarterback at Washington State, he was about to be the starter for the next 2 years, was struggling. And didn't feel like he had an avenue to express that, and instead he took his own life. And that can't happen ever, anywhere, again. And if I'm that guy that they reach out to and say they're struggling with something, or just to reach out and say how proud they are of something they accomplished, that's why I'm here now. There's really no reason why I should still be alive or I've ever played in the NFL. Those two things were odds against me not happening. So the fact that I am, it's imperative that that I'm of service in this way.
When you were at the Chargers or in college, knew that you needed to change or things were going out of whack?
Never. Probably, 26 months into my prison
Because
sentence.
Everybody saw those highlights, in the locker room of you and...
That reporter, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened one time. And that's the thing about viral video, right? You get characterized as this version of this. And I'm a guy that yells at reporters when I yelled at them.
Right.
And it's an embarrassing, humiliating experience. And it was how I dealt with it. How I dealt with a poor game, a poor performance, rather than how I actually played. And I really speak to the kids about how you deal with things is in your control. You can't control anything else. What people say about you, how the coaches position you on the depth chart. You can only control how you react to a situation. And I just reacted poorly and dealt with choices in a negative and toxic way for, 36 years of my life.
Wow. That's quite a story. Now, what questions do the kids give you?
They are far-reaching. They range from, how did you lose $31 million to what was the first thing you bought? Well, it's half that, but it's portrayed as that, right? And then after taxes, it's half that, and after a divorce, it's half that. So ultimately, it was $4 million. But still, if I had $4 million right now, that could last me my lifetime. Yeah. I believe that to be true. So
if I had $4 million, I would not be sitting right here next to you.
I would be. I'd be sitting here. I like doing this. Those are the types of questions. And then some real good ones about, football was so toxic for you. How are you doing this in your life now? And that was a really good one. I got that one last night. And my answer was, the healthier I got, the less power it held over me, because my brothers who I played in the NFL with know how hard it is, and they don't call me bust, right? It's the media and fans that do that, who really, should really care, as little about as I could. It's about my brothers in arms and the things that we do and stuff like that. So I think over time, it's just the power has been taken away from it, and it's been because of my mental approach to, just being a flawed human being, trying to be better every day.
So in your life now, what you're doing, you're speaking to kids and you're doing college football, TV and radio, right?
Yeah, doing that, speaking around the country, not only to college kids, but to corporations. And, I think a lot of people assume that I'm there to tell you what not to do.
Right.
But I was extremely successful, so there's a part of that is, in fact, probably 85% of my story is like elite success.
And the other part, forget that you went to the Rose Bowl and won those games and did all those things.
I'm the only Montanan ever to be drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. There's more first round draft picks in the Manning family than the whole state of Montana, where I'm from, ever. So you go from being a millionaire to having nothing and then rebuilding it again. That's what corporations want to hear about. They want to hear about dealing with adversity, overcoming it, and coming out the other side. That's important. So we do a lot of that. I'm a owner of a podcast network called the Believe Podcast Network, where we have about 65 shows now based out in L.A. And then we have a production company. My wife and I run a production company that makes documentaries and docuseries. And so we're staying busy. I got a 22-month-old baby boy at home, too. So that's the... That's probably the first thing on my list of what's important.
Ryan Leaf joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, for a couple more minutes. You talk about football being toxic for you, but how much do you love the game of football?
I love college football. I mean, it is absolutely the best thing in my life, right? When it comes to sports, living on the West Coast too, I can get up at 6 a.m., watch college game day, and watch football all the way to 11 o'clock at night when the last Pac-12 after dark game ends. So I get the full range of it. This year will be a little different having to travel and call games, but It gave me everything. It's the best time in my life. I love the innocence, even though money has become a huge conglomerate around the college football playoff. I still think the kids enjoy it like no other, and they get to experience something pretty special for 4 years in their life. So it's a pretty special thing for me, and I'm glad I get to be a part of it.
What do you think of – go back to the offenses that you played in and now the offenses today, and what do you think when you see them?
Well, in particular at my alma mater, right?
Washington
Mike Leach
State,
throws
yeah.
the ball – They've had games where they had a quarterback throw the ball like 89 times. I think the most I ever threw it was like, I don't know, 35 or something like that. So it was a different style. I liked how we played, where we ran the ball. We were physical. But things change. You spread the field out more. It's more about kind of basketball on turf.
Right.
And the audience is like that. I don't know how much I liked watching Oklahoma, which had one of the best players in college football and one of the best teams, one that would get to the college football playoff, continuously win games, you know, 56-52 or something. I don't know if I like that. I like to see defense too.
Right.
And that's important to me and when I'm watching football games and how I'm entertained.
Ryan Leaf, Sirius XM Satellite, Pandora Radio. What's the number?
Channel 373, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Most of you guys can hear it on the SiriusXM app.
Pac-12 Network, check it out. It's going to be Washington, Oregon, Utah. No UCLA, though, says Ryan Leaf. Chip Kelly's struggles continue out in Westwood.
And then we can watch him if you're watching games on Saturdays on ESPN.
Saturdays and then on College Football Live, our ESPN TV show that deals with college football will be on there tomorrow. And then be on there periodically as well, the studio show. So I'm excited about that.
Kickoff will be here before you know it. Ryan, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.